So let's talk about first your coming back here today. What brought you back here?
I went to my 60th high school reunion yesterday. Now, they included a lot of classes from the 50s, so there were a lot of people there, 180, I was told. But the 4 days prior, I was at the Toronto Film Festival, where this picture opened. We opened it on two theaters Wednesday night. So I didn't see it then. I didn't see it when it was shown in Sundance. This is the first time I saw the picture.
I want to get to that in a second, but for people who don't know your long association, you actually have relatives of yours in the theater today.
Oh, yes, lots. I have cousins, I have friends, I have high school teammates, guys and girls I knew, and I met a lot of them, saw them, a lot of them yesterday, but today a lot of them were in the audience.
How did you get into acting? Did Rochester provide that start for you?
You know, I went to the University of Rochester. I finished there. I went to other schools, but I finished at the University of Rochester. And on the first day of classes of my senior year, I pulled into a parking spot, and in front of my car walked a beautiful brunette. She was wearing a black London Fog raincoat and high heels. I was struck by lightning. I leaped out of the car. I followed the girl. I was trying to think of something to say. She walked into the Strong Auditorium. They were doing an audition for Bye Bye Birdie. I'd never seen the movie, and I hadn't seen the play, but I had seen the trailer, and I knew it was about a guy with a gold suit who does a parody of Elvis Presley. I said, that's how I'm going to meet the girl. I auditioned for the part of the guy with the gold suit. They didn't give it to me. They put me in the chorus. I thought, nah, I don't want to be in the chorus. And then I said, well, wait a minute. If I stay, I will meet the girl. I did meet the girl. Later, I married the girl. We have three daughters. That was step one. At the very end of the year, some guy comes up to me and he says, I'm directing a one-act Irish comedy. Would you like to play the hero? Yes, now you're talking, I figured. And from that experience, I said to myself, I wonder how you do it. What do actors know that I don't know? And then I saw a movie called The Great Imposter with Tony Curtis, and I came out of that movie saying, you know, I'm not as smart or as resourceful as the real person that Tony Curtis played, but I could do what that actor did. I mean, how hard could it be? Kids can do it. So merrily, I went to New York City without having a clue or a plan. And I got as lucky as a guy could get. After a while, I met an actress. She wanted me to do a scene in her class. We did a scene in her class. We did it for an agent. The agent sent me on an interview. I get the interview. I get the job. I'm on Broadway in 1965 in a two-character play with Arlene Francis called Mrs. Dally Has a Lover. One step after another, and I am the luckiest guy on earth. I had a 5-year ascending first act and a 27-year descending second act, but Jackie Brown gave me some more loft, and I've been working off of Jackie Brown for 20 years.
Yeah, when I look at your list on IMDb online, Bob, you have just tons and tons, as you can imagine. You've been doing this for a long time, in movies and TV credits. But you were saying to folks in the showing of this, What We Had, which is about a family dealing with Alzheimer's, you think this is maybe one of your best works?
Yes, it is. But you never know what's coming. I have 4 children and 2 ex-wives, so I always knew what I was working for. Any job that came along, we were glad of it. But once in a great while, you get a great script, and this is one of them. I'm sure I've never done a better script than this. It was a gem when I read it, and continues to be well received, and it was fun to make. And the woman who made it is a first-time filmmaker. So a lot of firsts, and she's got a wonderful picture, and I am delighted to be in it.
Without obviously just giving kind of the short notes, and not to give away the whole film, but this is what, about a family dealing with, you play a guy who doesn't really want to see his wife be put in a nursing home?
Yes, my wife has Alzheimer's, and the kids want to put her in a home, and I refuse to. I say, no, 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 we're going to Florida as always. And there is that conflict throughout the movie.
A lot of us obviously have had relatives who've dealt with some form of dementia, Alzheimer's. Have you had those kinds of experiences? Do they play with you when you did this role?
Honestly, not. I know one woman who had Alzheimer's, my ex-mother-in-law. but I didn't have much association with it. But I do know that there are smart people who are working on a cure. I know that when I was a kid, polio was a big deal, and along came Salk and a vaccine, and bang, it was over with. No more polio. Sooner or later, somebody's going to come up with the answer to this.
It did seem in the theater with a lot of the people who came to see it today, some of them, again, your classmates or family, seemed to hit home. A lot of people said they got emotional. I think you said you got emotional watching it.
I did. You know, it was hard to realize why I was, but I was caught in the movie, and it was, it's a beautiful movie.
The people who are in it, Hilary Swank and just an amazing cast. I mean, again, did that really help the strength of the film? I mean, I don't know if you've worked with these folks before, but obviously the script was good, the cast was good.
Script is good, cast is good. We had enough time to shoot it. We shot it in 22 days. That's not a lot of time, but it's a small, contained movie. And it was driven by character. The writer-director was the real hero of this movie.
I know we'll hopefully see this after it's released. Is the hope that this will be released on a broader basis? It's going to be kind of the independent theaters right now, like a little?
It is going to have a rollout release, which means they open it in three cities on the 19th of October. And the following week, they'll open it in 23 cities. And the following week, they will open it up in more. And so little by little, it will need word of mouth to advance, and so they expect that the reviews will be good, and they expect that the word of mouth will keep this thing going and give it some legs.
Someone in town here told me, said, make sure you ask Bob Forscher about working or being at the Little Theater. Did you have some association with this place when you were a young man?
Well, when I was a kid, I went to the Lincoln Theater, which is over in my neighborhood. They changed the bill three times a week. I saw a lot of movies. My mother said, Bob, you're going to grow up to be an usher in a show. And I saw an awful lot of movies there. But when she wanted to improve me as a human being, she took me to the Little for a good movie, and she took me to Lin Far's. I believe that's the name of the Chinese restaurant that used to be right over here down the street. It was my introduction to international food as well. So my mother wanted me to improve myself, and that's one of the ways. She brought me to the Little.
Did it feel special? And I'm sure you probably over the years maybe have come back here, but does it feel special to watch one of your own films and, hey, here I am, I'm on the screen here?
I don't think so. Honestly, I look at it, I try to be a little bit objective. Usually the first time I see a movie, I look at myself to make sure I didn't do anything dopey. Then I watch the rest of the film. The second time you see it, you can watch it a little more. And so I had the small experience of seeing pieces of this picture before. I watched it as a movie as much as I could, and it's a wonderful film. I'm so proud and pleased and gratified to be in it.
And you were saying today you're already, actually, as we speak, involved in new projects already.
Yes. Well, you're always hoping a job will pop in, walk in the door, and apparently I've got a job. In the past, they sometimes give you a job, but it comes with a non-disclosure agreement, and I have a non-disclosure agreement with the job I am about to do. It will take some days between November and January. That's all I know about it. I do not know the script. I don't know who I'm working with. I just know that my agent said you will be pleased to be working for these people, and they haven't seen a script either.
Bob, your hometown obviously always has a special, I think for everybody, a special place in your heart, your head, but you seem to really generally like coming back here.
Oh, this is me. I grew up here. I went to a group of people yesterday that included an awful lot of my schoolmates, grammar school and high school, and I looked around the room and I let them know that this is who I am. I am us, and I do the best I can to represent us well.
I hope we'll see you back here soon.
I do too.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
Thank you very much, Randy.